Well, we're looking at taxing matters all this month, and right now, funding education is the most taxing matter we've got. Our state Supreme Court says the state is in charge of paying for education, and there's a deadline to pay in full. Other states have faced a court order as well. One of them was Massachusetts about 20 years ago. KUOW's economy reporter Carolyn Adolph went to Massachusetts to see how well its solution worked.
In Washington state, there's a lot of interest in Massachusetts because it has a top-ranked education system, and Washington is in the lower middle. Massachusetts has a school's funding formula that shoots for true equity for everyone, rich or poor. But is the money really getting to the kids most in need? Early morning in a preschool classroom outside of Boston. Nancy O'Coin is the assistant principal of Quinsigamond School in Worcester.
This is inner city. Suburbia, they have all the arts, they have the extra. We only have physical education, art and music once a week here.
Quinsigamond has 800 students, many immigrants, and when these pupils are not in class, life is often hard. Nancy O'Coin.
Because a lot of them don't like vacation because they won't have food all vacation.
Students from stressed families often need help to get ready for kindergarten.
We have to deal with emotional, social growth more than anything to even begin academic growth with our children.
But at Quinsigamond, there's only one preschool classroom offering a half-day program. Cindy Bly, the preschool teacher, says the state is trying.
That's what they're working toward, is universal preschool for everyone. And I think they're actually trying to work for a full day universal for everyone is their intent.
But right now, they have to turn children away. In Massachusetts, local property tax revenues pay for a big chunk of schools' funding. That favors schools in richer communities, where property taxes are large and the community can throw extra money at education. So, the rich are going to enrich. But can poorer communities get their needs met? The court order spurred funding changes in Massachusetts to ensure that the state would step in to do just that. But it hasn't been perfect, and now schools' needs have grown.
We are $1 billion underfunding our schools.
This is Barbara Mataloni, president of the Massachusetts Teachers Association.
You know, there was an initial infusion of money, and now that money is not there. And of course, as happens everywhere, the schools that are suffering the most are the schools where the students come in with the highest needs.
Massachusetts's top academic ranking is appealing. Highest in college graduations, best reading and math scores. In Washington, Treasurer James McIntyre says he's thought about whether the state should follow the Massachusetts funding example to try to achieve these kinds of results. One big thing stands in the way, Washington's state constitution.
If you want to amend the constitution to take that term paramount duty out of it, my guess is that we could do something like Massachusetts does.
Then counties could step in, raise property taxes, and use that money to pay for what the state does not. But Treasurer McIntyre says, what if some communities couldn't raise the money?
In Washington, I think the disparities would be significant, and I'm not sure that that's the right thing to do.
In Washington, the solution to state underfunding is still up in the air. And in Massachusetts, there's a proposal. The Teachers Association says a tax on millionaires would raise more money for schools like Quinsigamond. They are working to put that on the ballot in 2018. I'm Carolyn Adolph in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Beautiful? It does look beautiful.